Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
The annual SF Sketchfest is coming up. This is one of the biggest things in the Bay Area, actually in the country this time of year. They have 230 different shows in 3 weeks throughout the Bay Area. It is just an amazing event. And, of course, for, last week we talked to Dick Cavett. They're doing a tribute to the Dick Cavett Show, celebrating 50 years, and that was a really cool conversation. Joining us, they're doing a tribute to this gentleman, and well, they should. This is about his fourth time with us. One of my comedic icons, Mr. Lewis Black, is back with us. Lewis, thanks so much for doing it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I needed to hear the weather report.
So. Yeah, thank you.
I did. Actually, okay. I leave Wednesday. So
oh, yeah.
It was should, a huge help.
It should quiet down a bit by then, but we're getting a hell of a lot of rain.
Well, we had nothing. It's just been awful here. So to me, when you even if it says rain and you go, it's 58, it sounds like a tropical storm.
Mm-hmm. You're right, and we do rub it in all the time to people across the country when they're on the show. The SF Sketch Fest tribute to Lewis Black is at Marines Memorial Theater, same place they're doing Dick Cavett's. It's Sunday, January 14th, and I love this idea. It's a new thing you're doing on Audible.com. The rant is due. You're going to be in conversation with some folks at the tribute, and then you're going to do a live recording of The Rant Is Due at the Marines Memorial Theater. Tell everyone about The Rant Is Due, the thing with Audible now.
Well, for about the past 2.5 years, I've been, after every show that I do on the road, I I take questions from the audience, which they basically will text them in to me, or the questions come in the few days before I'm doing it, do the show, and then they will also send in rants of things that are really irritating.
Cool.
And so I've been doing this. I've got about 55 hours of these rants and my answers to the questions, and I talk about the places I'm visiting and what I've seen that week there. So it's been and it goes out live. So the night that I'm in San Francisco, it'll go out live. It goes out live throughout the world.
Oh man, I thought it was recorded.
No,
well, that's huge.
Well, Audible then takes what I did and puts it together into kind of a podcast.
Right.
But really, this initially it goes out live.
That is so cool, and it's once a week, right?
I'm going to be performing that week in Monterey and in Santa Barbara, and then and then also at the Sketch Fest. So all of those will go out live.
Very nice.
And each will be different.
So the tribute to Lewis Black, you're in conversation with Ed Wasserman, and then, as I said, a live recording of, it says live recording here, but I get it. It's Audible.
It's live, and it's also a recording.
Yeah. It's called The Rant Is Due, and it's Sunday, January 14th, Marines Memorial Theater. This is pretty cool. Huh? I mean, look at this. They're doing a tribute to Jane Lynch, Ricky Gervais in conversation with Christopher Guest, the Dick Cavett thing, and on it goes. I mean, they're really doing some amazing stuff this year. It's the biggest year ever.
Nice. Yeah, I've spent time with Mr. Cavett. He's quite. He really is the word raconteur is he's one of the few people you could actually apply that word to.
Yeah, and he's been a hero of mine for so long since I was young, and
mine too. And he's kind of a remarkable individual, and the people he's spoken to, and the fact that he can remember what they said to him.
Yeah. I know. We talked about, one of the things I asked him, and I don't want to get off too much here about Dick Cavett because we're talking to the great Lewis Black, but instead of asking him who his favorite interviews were, I asked him who his worst ones were, and he thanked me profusely by saying, everyone says, who was your best interview, and he hates that, because who can think of that, And so he had some great stuff on the worst interviews, including Spiro Agnew.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Spiro Agnew was the governor of my state when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and at the end he said, "You make this so easy. I'll come on anytime." So I think we're going to do Cavett's Corner once a month.
Oh, that's nice.
So what have you been up to besides the rant is due thing and on the road as often as you are?
I've did a film in November that'll be out called The Last Laugh, which is I have a small role, but it was a lot of fun because I have scenes with the stars are Chevy Chase and Richard Dreyfuss.
Wow! And what's it about?
It's about Richard Dreyfuss is a guy who left comedy to become a doctor. And he left it just at the point he could have become famous, and he left it because he was in love with this woman and knew he couldn't do. If he stayed in comedy, he would lose the woman. So he became a doctor instead. And then when she dies, he decides to go back into comedy.
Wow! And that's Dreyfuss.
And then Chevy Chase plays his manager, and Chevy Chase is my former manager, and I never liked him. I got rid of him early on, and he comes to me for a favor. So I get to yell at Chevy Chase, which was fun.
A lot of people would like to do that, apparently.
I gather.
Wow. When does it come out, you know?
I'm not sure. My guess would be sometime in the summer. That is my guess.
Okay. So any new HBO special or anything?
No. I have a double... I've got a double album that came out. One is a special that never saw the light of day, and we ended up. I had to go back and do the special because somehow it got lost in the cracks, and we couldn't get a deal done with any of these idiots. And it wasn't like I was asking for it. I was just going, can we do this? Well, you know, yada, yada. It wasn't like a money thing. It was just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back. I did it as a, I did it as a, what do you call it, an album. And so it's, so one of the albums is that, and the other is a thing that I did, a special that I did for Comedy Central that was about, I did a Broadway show just before the election. Which still works because all the stuff that I said still applies. Nothing, you know. It was guess what? I was right.
Mike said that when you called in or he called you, you said, "I've been watching the news. How exciting is that? How great is that?"
Yeah, really. No, I mean, you know, come on, and then. And they start off the thing by telling the opening news thing is that one of them was, and I checked to see if the others did it, and I couldn't find out. But you know, ABC started with, or actually CBS started with, you know, Oprah may run for president. No, you don't know. Okay, Oprah's thinking of running for president, which isn't news. Okay. Why? Because she's thinking. She didn't announce it. She had a thought. And the rest of these idiots are... Everything is now about... There's nothing active anymore. I'm looking at his tweets. His tweets aren't news. You don't print out that he said he's got a bigger button. You know, that's not news. That's pathology.
Oh, man. What about...
It's making me crazy. I realized today I quit smoking, and so I realized that had been had allayed anxiety for a long time, and then I got over that and was not having problems, and then I realized I was leaving the I was leaving the news on too long, and it was creating anxiety.
Did you go back to smoking?
No, but I thought about it.
What about Donald Trump? I think you have a bit that Donald Trump nearly made you quit comedy.
Well, I said that, you know, I mean, it's making me think, what's my job? Well, you know, you've got a guy who, how do you satirize what's already satiric? He's already a satire of himself. I can't make this funnier for people. If you don't know what the joke is, then something is wrong with you. I spent 40 years making jokes about him. I moved here to New York City 40 years ago, and within a week I was making jokes about him.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I thought was he'd end up to be the president of the United States. Then I got to pick up the New York Times and look at the front page, and I'm supposed to take this seriously? To the point that it would drive people to go, oh, I hope Oprah runs to be president? What level of madness?
Oh, man.
I can't wait. That's why I love coming out to San Francisco. You people are 20 years ahead of this nonsense. You guys are already over him. You guys act as if this had already happened.
What about the Jeff Sessions thing last week?
Which Jeff Sessions thing?
The one, you know, the state of California just started.
The pot stuff. Well,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, there's a horse's ass, huh? Boy, there's a good idea. There's something we got to worry about. Oh, boy, they found a way. Oh, you found a way to cover some possible debt.
Whew. Yeah.
The state's burning to the ground. You're going to worry about pot?
And billions and billions in taxes, right?
Really? And then meanwhile, there's an opioid crisis in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not worry about that. Boy, oh boy, it's that pot thing that's making people crazy.
You know.
Boy, they're eating too much.
You know, Jeff Sessions recently said, and I'm paraphrasing, but something to the effect of, marijuana is only slightly better than heroin. And I thought, how does he know?
Yeah, really? Heroin is in, like heroin in a movie, maybe.
Yeah.
God. It's like watching... How is this possible in my lifetime?
Yeah, I agree.
You know? Why did I bother to live? Why? This is everything that I'm against. Everything that I put my foot down has now come back and put its foot down on me.
Yeah. That's how I feel. We're the same age.
Yep.
Yeah.
My God. It's like watching dinosaurs leave the earth. and I'm gonna have to go too. It's not right. It isn't right. Maybe that's why I have anxiety.
Tyrannosaurus Black. Oh, man. Lewis Black is at, they're doing a tribute at SF Sketch Fest, Sunday,
yeah,
January 14th.
You can see why. You can see why they're doing the tribute. Because he's got about 6 weeks left at this rate.
Yeah. Maybe they should move that date up, Lewis. Let's do it tomorrow night, just in case.
Just in case. You know, really. In case I get thrown off the plane.
It's Sunday, January 14th, Marines Memorial Theater. He's going to be in conversation with somebody, and then...
yeah, it's my oldest, one of my oldest friends, Ed Wasserman, who's the head of the Berkeley, he's the dean of the Berkeley School of Journalism.
That's right. I know that name. Yeah. Okay, I knew. Yeah. I recognized it. I just couldn't place it.
He's really quite brilliant. So actually, some of that conversation will be with somebody who actually I can... who really can explain to us what happened to journalism. That'll be fun.
Yeah. It's audible.com's The Rant is Due. He's going to be in conversation with Wasserman, and then they're doing The Rant is Due Sunday, January 14th, although they may move it up, at the Marines Memorial Theater. Hey, man, we got to talk more often. This is so much fun.
Well, you give me a yell whenever you want. I'm available. I got no life.
and any life you have may not be for long.
No, this really, I'm serious, this really helped take the edge off.
Bless you, my friend. All right, we'll talk again soon, and I hope to see you on the 14th.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Lewis. Lewis Black, ladies and gentlemen.